The Cambridge Code is a little like a DNA test for the mind. It builds a picture of our individual subconscious world and helps us to learn more about the fundamental traits and characteristics that make us who we are. There are 49 questions in the assessment, and it should take about 20 to 30 minutes to complete. The answers you give will never be seen by anybody else, not even by the team at the Cambridge Code. No one question links to a single trait or characteristic, which means it's impossible to figure out what you answered for a particular question by looking at your profile. And not all of them are actually coded. Some questions are simply there to help you settle in and put you into a particular frame of mind. Most of us will have done tests in the past that may seem similar to the Cambridge Code at first, but you soon realize that it's actually a little different. For instance, some of the questions may strike you as superficial, childish, or even pointless. Or you may find that, annoyingly, there is often no answer that you want to give. But they have been written carefully to press and prod your subconscious, a little bit like a psychologist would do, to go beyond your conscious thoughts and actions and dig deeper into why you behave in the way that you do. A good way to think about the Cambridge Code is to imagine a tree. Think about what you see when you first look at it: the color of leaves, the size and shape of the branches, the curvature of the trunk. Essentially, you are seeing how the tree presents itself to the world. This is a little like the conscious behaviors and actions of a person. But now consider the reasons why the tree looks like it does. Why is it so tall? Why are the leaves a different color? Why does it continue to stand strong in a storm? Lots of this is down to things that are not shown externally: the roots, the nutrients in the soil, the nature and depth of the soil itself. This is akin to our subconscious. It's the deep-seated stuff that can't always be seen, and that we sometimes may not even be aware of ourselves, but that plays an important role in shaping our thoughts and actions. Certain parts of the assessment ask you to think back on significant events in your life, which may feel quite personal or even a little uncomfortable. Try to remember this is a natural response to reflecting on our memories, and it's a crucial part of acknowledging and understanding what makes you, you. Psychologists have recognized for many years that these instinctive reactions and traits are molded by our early development, and the Cambridge Code is a unique way of analyzing these formative experiences.